ಗ್ರಂಥ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕೆಂಟು 6 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 14 ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ 7-10. ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ರಿಪೀಟ್.
10th, it is 10th number.
Please repeat word by word. Asit Raja Sarvabhoma. Asit Raja Sarvabhoma. Shursenesu Vai Nripa. Shursenesu Vai Nripa. ಚಿತ್ರಕೇತುರ್ ಇತಿ ಖ್ಯಾತೋ. ಚಿತ್ರಕೇತುರ್ ಇತಿ ಖ್ಯಾತೋ. ಯಸ್ಯಾಸೀತ್ ಕಾಮಧುನ್ ಮಹೀ. ಯಸ್ಯಾಸೀತ್ ಕಾಮಧುನ್ ಮಹೀ. ಅಸೀತ್ ರಾಜಾ ಸರ್ವಭೌಮ. ಶೂರಸೇನೇಶು ವೈ ನೃಪ. ಚಿತ್ರಕೇತುರ್ ಇತಿ ಖ್ಯಾತೋ. ಯಸ್ಯಾಸೀತ್ ಕಾಮಧುನ್ಮಹೀ. ಅಸೀತ್ ರಾಜಾ ಸರ್ವಭೌಮ. ಶೂರಸೇನೇಶು ವೈ ನೃಪ. ಚಿತ್ರಕೇತುರ್ ಇತಿ ಖ್ಯಾತೋ. ಯಸ್ಯಾಸೀತ್ ಕಾಮಧುನ್ಮಹೀ. ಸೊ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ವರ್ಡ್. ಅಸೀತ್ ದೇರ್ ವಾಸ್ ರಾಜಾ ಒನ್ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಸಾರ್ವಭೌಮ ಅನ್ ಎಂಪರರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಸರ್ಫೇಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಗ್ಲೋಬ್. ಶೂರ್ಸೇನೇಶು in the country known as Shursen. Vai indeed. Nripa O king. Chitraketu Chitraketu iti thus khyatah celebrated. Yasya of whom asit was kamadhu supplying all the necessities. Mahi the earth. Translation: O king Parikshit, in the province of Shursen there was a king named Chitraketu who ruled the entire earth. During his reign the earth produced all the necessities for life. Please repeat. O king Parikshit, in the province of Shursen there was a king named Chitraketu who ruled the entire earth. During his reign the earth produced all the necessities for life. Purported by His Divine Grace Srila Abhay Charanarvind Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki jai. Here the most significant statement is that the earth completely produced all the necessities of life during the time of King Chitraketu. As stated in the Ishopanishad Mantra 1, ಈಶಾವಾಸ್ಯಮಿದಂ ಸರ್ವಂ ಯತ್ ಕಿಂಚಾಜಕ್ತಂ ಜಗತ್ ತೇನ ತ್ಯಕ್ತೇನ ಭುಂಜೀಥಾ ಮಾಘ್ರಿದಾಕಸ್ಯಾಸ್ವಿಧನಂ. ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಅನಿಮೇಟ್ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ಅನಿಮೇಟ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವಿದ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಂಟ್ರೋಲ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಓನ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಒನ್ ಶುಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಅಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ದೋಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ನೆಸೆಸರಿ ಫಾರ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ಸೆಟ್ ಅಸೈಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಕೋಟಾ. And one should not accept other things knowing well to whom they belong. Krishna, the supreme controller, has created the material world, which is completely perfect and free from scarcity. The Lord supplies the necessities of all living entities. These necessities come from the earth, and thus earth is the source of supply. When there is a good ruler, that source produces the necessities of life abundantly. However, when there is not such a good ruler, there will be scarcity. This is the significance of the word Kamadhuk. Elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Kamam Vavarsha Parjanya Sarva Kama Dughamahi. During the reign of Maharaj Yudhishthir, the clouds showered all the water that people needed, and the earth produced all the necessities of men in profusion. We have experienced that in some seasons the rains produce abundance, and in other seasons there is scarcity. We have no control over the earth's productiveness, for it is naturally under the full control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By His order, the Lord can make the earth produce sufficiently or insufficiently. If a pious king rules the earth according to the Shastric injunctions, there will naturally be regular rainfall and sufficient produce to provide for all men. There will be no question of exploitation, for everyone will have enough. Black marketing and other corrupt dealings will then automatically stop. Simply ruling the land cannot solve man's problems unless the leader has spiritual capabilities. He must be like Maharaj Yudhishthir, Parikshit Maharaj, or Lord Ramchandra. Then all the inhabitants of the land will be extremely happy. So from yesterday's verse was 6th verse. The 7th, 8th, 9th didn't had purport. So we'll just read the shloka and its translation. Text number 7. Atrna sanshayo bhuyan shotum kotuhalam prabho या पौरुषेण समरे सहस्राक्षम अतोषयात. ट्रांसलेशन. माय डियर लॉर्ड सुखदेव गोस्वामी, ऑल्दो वृतासुर वाज अ सिनफुल डीमन, ही शोड द प्रोवेस ऑफ अ मोस्ट एक्सल्टेड क्षत्रिय एंड सेटिस्फाइड लॉर्ड इंद्र इन बैटल. हाउ कुड सच अ डीमन बी अ ग्रेट डिवोटी ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा? These contradictions have caused me great doubt, and they have made me eager to hear of this from you. Text number 8. Sri Suta Uvacha Parikshito Atha Samprashnam Bhagwan Badarayani Nishamya Shraddhanasya Pratinandhya Vacho Bravit. Translation. Sri Suta Goswami said, after hearing Maharaj Parikshit's very intelligent question, Sukhdev Goswami, the most powerful sage, began answering his disciple with great affection. Text number 9. Sri Sukha Uvacha Shinuvavahito Rajan Itihasam Imam Yatha Shrutam Dvaipayana Mukhan Narada Devaladapi. Translation. Sri Sukhdev Goswami said, O King, I shall speak to you the same history I have heard from the mouths of Vyasdev, Narad and Devala. Please listen with attention. So, we are reading from 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. The title of the 6th canto is Duties, Prescribed Duties for the Mankind. I like to tell briefly about the background of the 6th canto. So, from the 1st canto, Srila Sukhdev Goswami explained about the creation, working impetus, and the description. When in the 5th canto, the description of hellish planets came. So Maharaj Parikshit became very aggrieved and sad to hear about the treatments being given to the sinful human beings. Generally, for countering the sinful reactions, the Vedas prescribe Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda and Upasana Kanda. So this is meant for countering the reactions of sinful activity. But Parikshit Maharaj told that a person knows well that by doing sin or something wrong or against the law of nature or government, so he again and again has to face the miserable situation. But still again, being bound by his habits, he again goes on to commit same sinful activity. So what is the solution? That if one does sinful activity because he is bound to by his nature, then he is given punishment, and after punishment is over and again he commits same sinful activity. So this is actually a devotee's concern. For a devotee, he himself is very self-satisfied and pleased within himself. But he is called par dukhe dukhi, means by seeing the misery or distress or problems of others, he feels distress himself. So Parikshit Maharaj, being a benefactor of the whole world, he was the emperor of the whole Bharatvarsha, the whole world. So he has such kind heart, and he inquired thus from Sukhdev Goswami. So Sukhdev Goswami told that only by hearing the narrations of the pastimes of the Lord, the tendency of sinful activity from the heart is removed. This sloka comes in Srimad Bhagavatam. Srinvatam swakatham Krishna punya shravana kirtanam hridayantasto hi abhadrani vidunoti suhrit satam. It says, by regular hearing of the topics related to the devotional service of the Lord, all what is unwanted in our heart becomes cleansed of that. Another shloka comes in Bhagavad Gita, that whose sinful activities have not been terminated, so he cannot engage in the bhajan or the devotional service of the Lord. So this way, the whole purpose of our life should be not to commit any sinful activity and engage in devotional service of the Lord. Doing so, we can fulfill the requirement of our, for which we have been given this human life. So in this sixth canto, first of all the story of Ajamil came, and then the mention came about Vritasur. So Vritasur was a great devotee, and by describing about the glories of chanting of holy name and how a devotee is surrendered, and like the qualities of Vritasur came in detail in previous chapters. I am telling just brief background. And so this way, if we establish the true Siddhant, true philosophy, then the welfare of citizens can take place. So then, coming to this chapter, I would like to tell some brief background, that Chitraketu description. Maharaj Parikshit became very curious to know about the Vritasura, a demon, as understood by everybody. So how he was a great devotee. So before that, I'll like to summarily brief about the few chapters, so that background becomes clear to understand further. So once upon a time, Lord King Indra, he was seated in his throne and in his assembly. So that time his spiritual master Brihaspati, he came to the assembly. So Indra sometimes on getting material success and material opulences, one becomes puffed up or proud of possessing something. So Indra, because of neglect or because of ignorance, so he neglected to give respects, pay proper respects to his spiritual master Brihaspati. So then Brihaspati felt offended. So Indra continued to keep sitting upon arrival of his spiritual master. Generally, if some superior comes or spiritual master comes, one should get up from his seat and pay him proper obeisances, respects, and make him sit. This is social decorum, spiritual decorum, even in social life also. So, but he offended. So when we offend our spiritual master, all power, all strength comes from the worship of Guru. So we sing every day in the morning, Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, Yasya aprasadan nagati kutopi. Means by pleasing spiritual master, Lord is pleased. And if he becomes displeased, then you have no other way. So this way, then demons came to know about this offense. So demons are always keen on watching the opportunity to grab or control the position of Indra or any place. So this way then a fight ensued and the demons defeated Indra and Indra had to lose his throne. So then being aggrieved, he arranged for a Purohit named Vishwarup to perform the Yajna to attain Narayan Kavach, so that he will again fight with the demons and get back his lost throne. So the Vishwarup was, he was a Brahmin. His father was a Brahmin. His name was Tvasta. And his mother was from demoniac family. So when this Purohit Vishwarup, he was performing Yajna, so what he did is, he was offering oblations to the fire on the name of demigods, Swaha, and then unknown to the demigods, unseen by them, he in between used to also offer oblations to fire on the name of demons also. Because he was affectionate to both demigods and demons, because of his father's side he was a demigod, mother's side he was a demon. So Indra got to know about this. So then Indra killed him. He had three heads, his Purohit Vishwarup. So, and he cut off his three heads. But then after that, King Indra had to undergo penance because of sin he committed by killing of a Brahmana. The killing of a Brahmana, killing of a cow, killing of an embryo is considered very sinful in our, as per Vedic custom. And it is absolute truth. So he underwent austerities, and anyway, somehow lastly he distributed the parts of his sinful reactions amongst earth, water, trees and women. So for earth, those who got his sinful activities, that area became like desert, Marubhumi, they say. Then the water, because of that sin, sometimes fen or bubbles comes in water, so that is considered impure. And from the trees, the sap comes out, some liquid portion, like rubber tree or some gums. So this is considered impure. Generally, devotees don't use because it is considered impure in general. And women, they got this reaction in the form of their monthly menstrual cycles. So this way King Indra became relieved from the sinful reactions. And he again attained his throne. But then the father of Vishwarup, the Brahmin Tvasta, he felt very aggrieved. And he himself performed a yajna for producing a child who will be the killer of Indra. Then he performed a yajna, and his another son named Vritasur was born. So this Vritasur was very of ghastly appearance. very horrible looking, very gigantic structure. His mouth like cave, body like mountain, and his hairs were like fire, and he was, and seeing him, all the demigods and rishis, they became disturbed and their sleep was gone. And they all approached King Indra, that another, this Vritasur, he is a great threat. Shishi Gaur Nitai Krishmal Ram Radha Shyam Sundar Ki Jai. And then this Indra, he told, already I have killed one Brahmana earlier, so I had to face that sinful reactions. So now I am not ready to face this sinful reaction. So I am afraid of doing a Brahman Hatya. But the rishis encouraged him that we will do Ashwamedh Yajna for you, and by doing Ashwamedh Yajna, you can kill so many people, there is no sinful reaction. Lord Narayan is pleased by that, and we will give you protection by performance of Yajna. So somehow, King Indra agreed to have a battle with Vritasur. And they all sat in austerities, that how they will face this Vritasur, because he was very terrific for them, and they were very afraid of him. So then, Lord Vishnu appeared, and he guided, instructed King Indra that you approach a saintly rishi called Dadichi Muni, and you request him that we want to fight with this demon, and he can help you. He can give you his own bones. So then King Indra approached Dadichi Muni. So Dadichi Muni first little joked with him and denied, and later on he accepted that this body is meant to be eaten by animals, or becomes a form of, is to be eaten by insects, or converted in the form of earth. So what is its use? So long, however, we have this body, if it can be used for the service and purpose of humanity, then we should sacrifice our body for such a higher purpose. So such is the consciousness and thinking and thoughts of highest munis, rishis and devotees. So then Dadichi Muni agreed, and he gave his skeleton or bones to King Indra. Then with the help of their architects, they build the Vajrastra. It is called Vajra, made from the bones of Dadichi Muni. So then the battle or the fight ensued between the Indra and Vritasur. And finally, there was nice, very nice conversations comes between the, though battle was going on, but there was philosophical battle, and philosophical discussions, conversations were simultaneously going on between Vritasur and King Indra. So finally, Vritasur was killed, and but after that, his soul emerged and went into Vaikuntha planets. He became an associate of Lord Shankarshan. Lord Shankarshan is Balram himself. So, this being the background of the previous chapters to current chapter, so then, with this result, Parikshit Maharaj became very astonished and surprised, and inquired from Sukhdev Goswami that how come such a demon, Vritasur, he attained Vaikuntha and became an associate of Shankarshan. He told the shlokas comes as there are as many living entities on the earth as many there are particles of sand. That means uncountable living entities are there. Of them, millions of them, only few aspire for liberation, or they are mumukshu. Means they have desire for liberation, mukti, or they have desire for self-realization. And among those thousands and lakhs, few attempt on the path of perfection. One just stay with the knowledge itself, and one try to apply this knowledge. then there are amongst themselves, there are very few who actually attain liberation. And amongst those liberated souls, Prabhupada writes, maybe not thousands, hundred thousand, maybe lakhs of liberated souls, one rarely becomes the pure devotee of Lord Krishna. So becoming a pure devotee, attaining Vaikuntha planets, becoming an associate of Lord Krishna or Narayan is rare occurrence. So that's why bhakti is called, there are six symptoms of bhakti, six qualities. Klesh Agni, Shubhada, Sandarananda, Moksh Lagutakrit, Krishna Karshini, and last one is Sudurlava. So Sudurlava means rarest of the rarer. So this is amazing question. Then after that, Sukhdev Goswami narrates him the story. He told that I will now narrate you about a story, so listen with attention. So then he mentioned that once upon a time there was a king named Chitraketu. So he was the king of the place named Sursen. So actually this battle of Indra and Britasur, it is an event that occurred at the end of Satyuga and the beginning of Dwapar Yuga, beginning of Treta Yuga. So it is of ages before story. So King Chitraketu, so he was very laudable with qualities, adorned with all godly qualities, and he was like a representative of God, and during his ruling there was no shortage or shortfall of the supplies, and the nature produced or gave all necessities of life for the living beings in bounty, in profuse quantity, and there was no dearth or lacking of anything during his ruling. So such a description comes during the time of Maharaj Yudhishthir also. So Prabhupada went on to say that the king has to be representative of God. This material world, material energy and spiritual energy, they are all produced by Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate, means everything emanates from him and he is in everything. So God has created this world. Along with that, he has given his guidelines, which is called dharma. It says dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam, means the Vedas given by God himself, that is the order of Lord Krishna. And among the Vedas, the topmost Upanishad, Gita Upanishad or Srimad Bhagavad Gita we read, the final instruction Lord himself gives is Sarva dharman parityajyan mamekam sharanam raja, means you surrender unto me. This is final instruction of the God. Okay, so after God created this universe, he gave like with a some equipment or some manufacturing thing, so a user guide comes. So likewise this creation has been created. So everybody of us, unless we are being given some knowledge by the light of Bhagavata, light of scriptures or words, hearing from the saintly realized persons, so we all are in ignorance. So this is a word of timir. Timir means darkness, ignorance. That is the nature of the world. If there is no sunlight, there will be always darkness here. And in lower planetary systems, the sun does not arise there. So they are always in dark. That is their life. only because of the its description comes that by the money of the snakes, the gems on the hood of the snake, by that there is light there, and else everything there is in darkness. So we are in this dark world, dark place. So what is the, how it is created, why it is created, what is the purpose, we have to know from whom who has created. We cannot expect to make solution of our own. So that's why the point Prabhupada wanted to make is the dharma is the order of the Lord, or it is the saying of the Lord. What God says, that is dharma. And Prabhupada explains very nicely in very simple words the definition of dharma. So dharma means the inseparable quality of anything. Say for example, we take this water. Water has liquidity. So what, one which is not liquid, that is not water. Then we say go on for fire. So fire means anything which emits heat and light, that is fire. So we go for saying sugar. So anything which is sweet, that is sugar. So dharma means a quality. Dharma of a particular object is the thing which we cannot separate from it. Because of the quality, it is called that object. So the living being, living entity, the dharma of living entity is to serve. Serve whom? Of whom he is a part of. Being a part of Lord, so his duty is only to serve the Lord. And not doing so, he incurs an offense. So basically, those who are not serving, because Lord has given, he is running all the administration, he has given us body, he has given us intelligence, he has given us earth, he has given us food grains, and we don't identify him. And there are basically two beings. One is devotees who believe in God, respects God, loves God, serves God, want to go to God, they are dearer to God, God is dearer to them. And other is completely against. He is called demon. So basically this word, there is always a clash going on between devotees and demons. So demons, they don't accept the authority of God. They make their own rules. Their first policy is there is no God. Then they want to live happily and peacefully, which is never possible. This present day government, Srila Prabhupada tells, this is democracy. So Prabhupada jokingly tells it is demon crazy. Means there is no possibility that you can make rules of your own and be happy. So the saintly kings, they were, their duty was to see that all the population, it is considered like the sons or child of the king. So in Sanskrit, word praja means prajayate iti praja, means who takes birth is called praja. So the king is responsible for the welfare of all living entities, including human beings, animals, birds, beasts, everybody. It is not that under the ruling the animal killing can go on. So this is against rules. The proper king should see that the animal killing, especially cow killing, cow slaughter, should not take place. Otherwise the reaction will go to the king itself, king also. Srila Prabhupada had a vision of the constitution with the knowledge from Bhagavad Gita. Very late back in 1940s, Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter to Mahatma Gandhi, so who was the national leader pioneering the freedom fight for Indians. So Srila Prabhupada wrote to him that your title Mahatma, so this is a product of material illusory energy. So this title given to you from by respect by people can be taken away from you any moment. So you should have a sitting and discussion with me at length on the line and basis of Bhagavad Gita. We can frame the constitution of the country. But he never replied back. And after that, Prabhupada told that this title can any time be taken away, and your body can any time be taken away, and that thing happened, and Mahatma Gandhi died. And Srila Prabhupada, in another letter to Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, another pioneering leader during the freedom fight, and Rajendra Prasad, he was first president of India, he wrote to them that the society belongs or consists of devotees and demons. The purpose of king or administrator should be that demons becomes converted into devotees. So one time jokingly in Prabhupada class, that sloka was coming, dambo darpo abhimanascha, means the describing the demonic qualities. So one devotee very humbly raised his hand and told Prabhupada, I find most of us have these qualities. Then Prabhupada smiled and told, so you better understand where you belong, in which platform you belong to. So actually, in Kali Yuga, everybody has a part of devotees and demonic qualities within ourselves. So the point is that we should try that we give up these demoniac qualities and develop the devotee's qualities of humility, tolerance, giving respect to others, and expecting no respect for ourselves, and always keep on chanting holy name. And this is the only solution. Sorry. To all the problems and miseries of the world. Then, one time in Australia, one devotee, during the time of Prabhupada, the election campaign was going on. The devotee, with the permission of Prabhupada, he ran for the elections. That means he contested the elections, and he made his manifesto, which is the aims and objectives of our ISKCON. So then, he did canvassing, and after that poll was there, and he was defeated heavily. He got only 37 votes. Then Prabhupada asked, what is your report? Then he told, I got Prabhupada 37 votes. So yeah, it is great success. Those people who have accepted you, your proposal or manifesto, they all will be benefited. And one time, likewise, devotees in very enthusiasm, probably in London, they arranged for a program in big community, and only few people attended that. Then devotees became morose, that Prabhupada, sorry, we could not gather many people, so we are ashamed. The Prabhupada, why you think like this? You cannot see, it was completely full. The hall was completely full. Said only there were few people. Well, no, you cannot see. You could not see Lord Brahma was there, Narad Muni was there, all big, big demigods. Everybody came. Wherever pure name or chanting goes on, so by default, the all demigods and all auspiciousness is present. So it is said where Vishnu Bhakti is taking place, all victory, all opulence, and peace of mind will be there for everybody. So such was the time of Lord Ramchandra. Still people cherish in their heart the Ram Rajya concept. But Prabhupada told, in one lecture they say, Prabhupada told, they want Ram Rajya without Ram. Means they want peace of mind, but they don't want to follow God. They want to follow their own whimsical ideas, and of the ideas concocted by many rishis, munis, who are rishis, not rishi muni to say, some thinkers or something which is not bona fide, some sadhus in present age. There are so many like this. Prabhupada told, yata mata tata pata. They say, we do whatever you like, we like. Our is secular country, government also don't object. And this secular word Prabhupada told, actually, it destroyed the old feeling of proper dharma. People have complete, especially the modern day government, they have complete misunderstanding. They have not even proper understanding about the meaning of the word dharma. Dharma is a Sanskrit word. There cannot be always any equivalent to the Sanskrit to English. So English is a man-made language and Sanskrit is a divine language. They say religion, they misunderstand religion with dharma. So religion, Prabhupada tells, is a certain kind of faith you may accept, but dharma remains the same. Prabhupada told one lecture that even the Christians and Muslims, they are also Vaishnavas. Why? Vaishnava means it is a spiritual concept. One who calls upon the names of Lord. So Prabhupada told the Muslims, they call upon the name of the Lord. Christians call upon the name of the God, but they don't know what they are doing. They are lower type of Vaishnavas. This is Prabhupada told. So by following the proper dharma, the service to the Lord, this is the duty of the administration. The government should be responsible, because the citizens or praja, they are abhodh. They are in ignorance. So it is the duty of the administration to make way for everybody to develop the fine sentiments of Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada told, this modern education system, all modern universities, colleges, they are slaughterhouses. They are not giving any knowledge and information about mind sense control. They are only trying to make them work hard and more hard and just keep on struggling. There is no solution. Prabhupada told in one statement, from a small ant, even to a Brahma, or even modern material man, the propensity is same. The ant is trying to create a small hole, and Brahma is trying to create a material universe, and you are trying to create a skyscraper buildings, and wasting all your human life and energy for that purpose, and just simply dying and simply struggling for that existence because of your trying to desires to control over nature. So who will guide? So if government is in place, is proper, is following the path of religion, is established by God, Lord Krishna himself says, this is my order, dharma is my order, and he order you surrender unto me. And if we don't, then we have to suffer. And it tells that yada yada hi dharmasya gyalanir bhavati bharata abhyuthanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamayam. I appear to re-establish the principles of religion when they fade away, when they get drifted away. So actually the government should not be man-made. The constitution by which a government runs, so after Prabhupada tried, even in 1970, probably 75 something, to meet Indira Gandhi, and the meeting was successful, and somehow that time, because of some emergency was to be established in the country, and Prabhupada could not get proper audience with Indira Gandhi. So, but still Prabhupada wrote 10 points to Indira Gandhi. So first point among that was that there should be democracy should be abolished and monarchy should be established. There should be a king. Sanjay, you make the king and you become the mother queen. And all MPs should be initiated Brahmanas. Then ISKCON devotees can contest. Then every day two times there should be kirtan performance in all government offices, and cow slaughter should be banned. As far as I remember, others may be, there is list in the Message to Youth of India, one book. So, see, neither meeting with Mahatma Gandhi was successful, nor this meeting with Indira Gandhi was successful, but see the heart of Prabhupada. how he is eagerly trying to get the timeless message of given in Vedic scripture, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, for the benefit of humanity. Now they made constitution by themselves and man-made. Earlier they were following Manu Samhita. There was no provision for divorce. Everything slowly that was removed, and slowly this other things, many things are there in constitution. Well, that is, we will get drifted from the our topic. So then, because of the conditioned souls making some policies, so definitely there will be defects in those policies. And with the defective policies, how you can run the country? So one time, Prabhupada told, in Australia, they have a bar in their parliament. So Prabhupada told, how the drunkards, they can run the country, or they can rule the country, make regulations for proper governance. So this is all miseries only because of demoniac government. So Prabhupada tells, there is no lack of scarcity. There is so much empty land all over the world. I have traveled 7 times. So there is so much empty land, but they will not allow you to come. They will mark it with border. Prabhupada tells, this is animals, dogs mentality, that he keeps their area. Like monkey, you can see in Vrindavan here, if they cross other area, then there is heavy fighting going on. So why? This is all created by God, and this is to be living by all human beings. The Prabhupada created one family where everybody came. See, from all faiths and religions and countries and races, inimaginable to everybody's general understanding. It is like mystery. Every day I see, every day I feel, Prabhupada is becoming more and more mysterious to me. That how come he can do such a thing? Because there is no dearth of... Then Prabhupada tells that they create the demons, they try to create artificial prices, artificial inflation, artificial famines, just to keep the things in control. Lord Krishna said, Maya Adhyakshena Prakriti, this material nature, it is working under my control, under my supervision, under my direction. Then shloka comes, I think in third chapter, Annad Bhavanti Bhutani. The human being subsists on food grains, and food grains are produced from rain, and rain is produced from yajna, and yajna is done by one does his prescribed duty. So this way, there are many instances also when during the time of Prabhupada and many of our sannyasis, that the sankirtan performance was done and there was a lot of rainfall. One time in Hyderabad, there was a huge, heavy drought. That time Prabhupada was invited, and Prabhupada arranged a sankirtan performance, and rain came, and everything became very nice, and greenery came again. So then their people were very impressed by Prabhupada, and they donated him vast amount of land also. And one time in Tirupati, on the uphills where Lord Balaji is situated, so there the rains were not falling from many years, because in that area of the country, so they were doing paddy cultivation, and because of greed or getting higher profits and inputs, they stopped paddy cultivation and started prawn cultivation. You know, prawn, there is one insect, some sea animal, small jhinga, they say in Hindi. So they were cultivating that, and then rain stopped completely for so many years. Then few ISKCON devotees, some Maharajas, I heard, then they performed their sankirtan, and then there were bounty rain. And that's why their relation with ISKCON and TTD is very nice, because of such thing. And one time in France also, when Prabhupada disciple went, they did lot of good sankirtan performance, and there was lot of rain. And there come instances. At the time of Prithu Maharaj, he was like Shaktyavatesh Avatar, or like potency of God himself for perfect administrative ruling. So that time the earth was not producing food grains. So Prithu Maharaj became angry on earth and took out his sword Then the earth came and she told, I can give all necessities, but because of sinful activities, I am holding back. So then he requested and there was some conversation. Then earth agreed to give. So likewise, sea is there. It is called, one name in Sanskrit is Ratnakar. Means it is full of gems. Then mountains, they are full of medicinal plants, oshadhis. Those who have knowledge, they can make any oshadhi from any herbs there. So, but need to have knowledge. So, this way, actually material nature has bounty supply. It can supply for the needs of everybody. Then Prabhupada told that in America, they have so much food grains and so much milk products. But these people, they try to, how they do, I tell you. Basically, the price in market is of demand and supply. So, say, if sometime abundance crop is produced, like grains or vegetable or fruits, then those who are for buying, they are less. What is produced is too much. So, then price will be very less. So, but to create artificial price of the commodity, what they do is, Prabhupada told, I heard, that they give subsidy to the farmers for not growing the grains, so that there will be less production of grains, that they can maintain their price. So there are few lobbies of people who control the price over commodity market, agriculture commodities, etc. They are controlling everything. They are demons actually. Actually, produce is given by God, and human beings, because of their misadministration, maladministration, the many people are starving and dying of lack of food grains. And others, what they do, many tons of food grains and milk products, ghee, milk powder, they go and dump in the ocean. Because then price of commodity will be maintained. $500 means $500. And there is bounty, they will low down to $100, then everybody can take. They don't want this thing. So this is demoniac mentality. And in before Indian independence, in Kolkata, the government, ruling government here, so they created artificial famine. Food grains were there, but they did not supply it, and people were dying of starvation. So far, these demons are ruling the world or governments, there will never be any peace. But from God's side, Lord's side, Krishna's side, there is all perfect arrangement. The nature is perfectly working, but it also stops her supplies because of demons. And who has to suffer? General populace, general public, and citizens in general who are ignorant, innocent, they have to suffer. So, the solution only is Krishna consciousness. We cannot expect to proper governance in this age of Kali Yuga. Earlier in Satyug time, Lord Vishnu, Narsingdev, then Treta Yug, Lord Ramchandra, and the saintly kings in further Yudhishthir Maharaj, they were ruling. But now Kali Yuga, as is predicted and is happening, and more will happen in future, that the demoniac government only will rule and will cause on keeping anxieties to devotees and general people, public in or populace, and there will be always distress. So we should seriously try that we follow the footsteps given by our acharyas, Prabhupada, and spiritual masters, and make our life perfect in this life itself. So I end up here. So anybody like to correct, comment, or add anything, they can say. Or then, yeah, please.
Like a whole 200
That's a great success. So actually one time in Bombay also it happened. A program was arranged, only 2% came in college program. Then one senior sannyasi, the devotees became moros. And then they too also became full-time brahmacharis. Then Maharaj told, see now what is the result. So they were happy. So actually Prabhupada tell that in the sabji mandi or the marketplace for vegetables, there is always rush. And in the shop of a diamond jeweler, you rarely find anybody. Then one time Hong Kong, our Bhurijana Prabhu was preaching. Then it was a very struggling place. And he wrote to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, nobody is interested here. So can we reduce some of our principles? And Prabhupada told, no, we have diamond. We cannot lower its price. So if there are no takers, you just keep the diamond with you. So we cannot, like say, for other followings of other gurus and swamis in currently, so they say, okay, you can do this, and they want general populace, they get majority. Prabhupada told, we will never be in majority. But Prabhupada told, we want to keep our purity. How much little devotees may be, but they should be like moon amongst the Prabhupada. What is the value of so many stars? So devotees are like this. One devotee in one place, if they remain. I heard Prabhupada told that if in whole world there are 5% of devotees, means 5% of the population become devotees, then also there will be peace. Like this, a big hall we are sitting here or here. How many pillars are there? Only few pillars are there. Everywhere there is no pillar. So one pillar is sufficient to take load of so much hall. So devotees, even though few, but purity, if is there, then Lord's mission will be successful. Lord knows that here is, this is material world. There never will be any peaceful coexistence. So those who have understood, they should themselves run away and try to help others in running away. So with this we end. Hare Krishna. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Tai Gaur Premanande.